stay tuned and focused and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the joy. Thank you, Lord, for the assurance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name, Father. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. We thank you, God, for how kind you are to us. Without you, we are nothing. Lord, we can do nothing. But with you, Lord, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We thank you, Lord God, for your holy and sanctified presence even now. Lord, we are unworthy, but Lord, your presence here makes us worthy. The blood of Jesus, who's cleansed us, once applied to our life, washed us and cleansed us of our sin. And Lord, we stand redeemed and justified before you. And we come boldly to your throne of grace that we may obtain the mercies necessary for the day. For we know, Lord, that when we woke up this morning, your word said that your mercies was new this morning. And we give you praise, Lord. Father, we thank you for these people, your people, the children of God. Lord, we thank you for this assembly being in existence 16 years. And by your grace, we've come this far. By the grace, we credit you and attribute all of this to you, Lord. We thank you. Father, we ask you now, Lord, that you give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Let me speak a word to the hearts of the hearers today, and in their ears and their hearts, and that whoever it is that has an ear to hear, let them hear what thus saith the Lord on today, what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Father, we thank you right now. Thank you right now for healing and deliverance and setting people free, and Lord God, encouragement and joy and peace. We thank you that we've received that in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you've never left us alone and that you're with us always, even until the end of the world. And Father, after you've done what you want to do in this service, Father, we'll be glad to give you praise and glad to give you honor and glory. We will join in with the many-winged seraphim and the many-eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy. You're holy, God. You're holy, and your glory fills the earth, and your Holy Spirit fills us. We thank you now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to use for thought today a title, a tag to this message, The Joy That Christ Gives. Amen. The joy that Christ gives.
I've experienced it. I've seen it. I've read it. I've heard it. And I've experienced it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, herein is my Father glorified. The reason why we need to make sure we have a relationship with God, when he answers our prayers, he gets the glory. It ain't about you. And I know you thought that it was, but God loves you. Yes, he does. But he'll love you without whatever he did for you. But he does it because he's glorified in you. In doing it for you, he's glorified, and people are able to see it. And, you know, I wonder why sometimes God look like he just, people with the biggest mouth, blabber mouth, seem like they always got some kind of testimony. And it's because they tell what God has done. The rest of y'all quiet folks, you got one or two things that he's done that you want to talk about. But now, what about them people that every time you turn around, God pulling them out of the pit? Every time they turn around, God heal them. God and heal me again. I've been in the hospital 8 times and he did, just telling everybody. You know why God do that? Because they're going to talk about it. He's getting the glory from it. I wish I had somebody. He said, my Father's glorified that when you're fruitful, you're fruitful. And you'll be my what? Disciples. Now, I got a little ahead of myself when he says, if you abide in me, my words abide in me. I didn't tell you my point. There's a reward of a relationship. We got to have a relationship. I'm going to get to the part that y'all want. I know y'all quiet, and I'm quiet. I'm good. Relationship is important. But then the reward of the relationship, just because you are related to him, just because, I wish I had somebody, you have a relationship with him, there are some things that come. You get some benefits. That's something how when you're related to somebody, oh yeah, I know him. You know how you have somebody that tell you, when you go down there, tell them I sent you. And when you get there, because they sent you, they say, oh, come on in, and they help you out. I wish I had somebody here. And God is saying to us that you got that relationship with him, that the whole universe know that he sent you. The whole universe knows who you are because you are related to him. Because that's why he regenerated us. The word gene, G-E-N-E, is the root word of the word regenerated. And what it means is he gives us his DNA. God gives us his DNA, and you are a child of God. You are a child of the Most High God, the King of glory. And since you're a child of the King, there are some benefits that the child of the King get. I wish I had somebody. You can't treat me no any kind of way, because he told me, he said in his word, that touch not my prophet, do my anointing no harm. I wish I had somebody in the house. He told us that there's no weapon formed against us will be able to what? Prosper. And since I know all of this about God, and since I know that he said it, my relationship with him gives me a relief. My relationship with him gives me this full assurance, and that assurance is joy. Herein is my Father glorified, and you'll be my disciples. There's a certain way you're disciplined. You know how you know in your family you got that uncle. We hold us, we don't act like that. You know, you got that, you know, we burks, you know. You got somebody to tell you, we don't do that. We discipline ourselves accordingly, because we are his what? Disciple. That's what it means. We have a certain way that we act and do things we say and do. We got a certain way that brings him glory. And because we produce much, we don't act like we ain't got no fruit. I'm fruitful. I'm fruitful whether you see it or not. I got it. I wish I had somebody in here. Oh, yeah, I got it. I'm fruitful because of God. I'm fruitful because of the God factor. When Abraham didn't have nothing, and God said, Abraham, let me change your name from Abram to Abraham. What he did was he included himself in Abraham's life. And the I am, that is God including himself in Abraham's life. And so Abraham had God in his life, and the God factor changed who he was, who was a fatherless man, to the man that was a father of multitudes. I wish I had somebody in here. He changed Sarai's name to Sarah, and that was God putting himself in her life. And he changed her from being a barren 95-year-old woman to a woman who gave birth to Isaac, the promised seed, who was promised to bring forth Jesus Christ. Do I have a witness in this house? Do you see what God can do? God does not look at your inabilities or your lack. He looks at the fact that he can use you, and he takes you and he uses you for his glory. He makes you fruitful for his glory. When folks write you off, God will wipe you off. And he'll give you what you need and desire in your life so that you can bring glory to his name. Thank you for a few people that understand. He said, my Father, he says, herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit, you'll be my what? Disciples. And the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you, continue in my love. Now, when we're rewarded with something, he says, now you need to make sure you share. That's the whole commitment of the church, is that we are covenantal people who are supposed to share with one another. And if I don't have nothing else, I got love for you. The Bible says, owe no man anything but to love him. I owe you, at least the least I owe you is love. I ain't indebted in no other way except to love you. Come on and say amen here. And so we got to learn how to love one another and love the way that God wants us to love. He said, because I love you, and sometimes you don't bear the fruit I want, so I got to prune you. That means that sometimes people are going to come in your life and they ain't going to bear the fruit that you're looking for. But God said you got to love them at least. Come on and say amen here. A lot of times we don't love people like we should. We have love, and it's partial. We love this one more than we love that one. We're partial. It tells us that we ought to love to the point that we love the way God loves. We love the way, God, we love in a sacrificial way. He said, love your enemies. And didn't he say that? He said, love our enemies. He said that if our enemy needs water when he's thirsty, give it to him. If bread when hungry, give it to him. Come on and say amen. He said, if they slap you on one cheek, offer them the other cheek. Come on and say amen. He didn't say, let them take the other cheek. He said, offer it. That's the difference. If we, you know, here, he slapped us on this cheek, and because he slapped us on this cheek and he took the other cheek and you didn't do nothing, you might have just been scared. But when he slapped you on one cheek and you turn and say, have this one too, that's a different thing. That means I ain't scared, but I'm letting you have it. Okay, all right, let me get back to this text. Get off on something else here. Yeah. He said you got to love like the Father loves. He said you got to forgive, you got to love. Didn't God forgive us? Does he still give us grace even when, you know, I know I ain't always right. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be transparent. I don't always think right. I get mad sometimes. I still have a little bit of a quick temper, so I stay kind to myself. Still do. All right? And so I can be angry but sin not. Amen. And so I still have some things in my flesh. And so guess what? I thank God that he still loves me. Even though this flesh ain't always what it ought to be. It get tired, it get cranky, it get grouchy. Oh, don't it, AJ? It get grouchy. I was fussing this morning. But God looks at me and he still loves me. In spite of me. That's something to embrace. I'm glad I have a relationship with him. And look at this. He said, and this is my commandment. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go back. He said, if you keep my commandment, you shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. He said, if you do what I say do, he said, you're living in love. You're living in the place that I want you to be. And if we're living in the place that he wants us to be, then he blesses us, because he only blesses us when we're in place. Look, why you think that he told Israel, he said, look, now you've been in Egypt, but I need you to go to this land of promise because it's flowing with milk and honey. When they got over there, he told them, you have houses and land that you didn't build and you didn't have to work. It's already there for you. And they had, look, now God could have blessed them in Egypt, but he said, I don't want to bless you there. I want you in the place I want you in, and that's where I'm going to bless you. And sometimes we have to realize that we ain't always in the right place spiritually, mentally, physically, but we have to get ourselves in the right place, and then we can receive the promises and the blessings of God. Y'all still with me here? So we got to abide in love. If we walk in love, God always blesses us. That's the place he wants us to live in. I live in love. I live to love others. I live to show them the kindness of God. I wish I had somebody in the house. Look at verse 11. He says, and these things have I spoken unto you, and I'm to my point now, that your joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Now, my plan was not even to touched all those other verses so much so, but God led me to at this moment. But I wanted to talk about this joy. I wanted to talk about how we have to have a relationship to have the joy. And then the joy also is our reward. But Jesus gave us a reminder in verse 9 through 11. He reminded us to stay in love. He reminded us to keep his commandments. He reminded us that no matter what happens, if we can just love, if we can just stay on track and we can do what he called us to do. He says, these things have I spoken. Now, this is the reason why he's speaking. He's speaking because there's a hard time coming. He's speaking because there's going to be a betrayal. He's speaking because Judas is about to do some damage. I wish I had somebody. And you know, we got to understand that many of us have Judases in our life. And if it had not been for Judas, you'll never get crucified. But if you never get crucified, you'll never resurrect and be glorified. And so quit talking about Judas. I wish I had somebody. You're on the cross, and it's already done, and you're still talking about Judas. Come on, take your death and go ahead and die so you can resurrect to a new life. I wish I had somebody. Something in your life needs to die. And quit talking about Judas. How bad Judas did you. How you gave him the money and Judas did you wrong. How Judas kissed you on the cheek and betrayed you at the same time. How Judas turned you over to your enemies. How they took all your secrets and went with people that you know didn't like you and told everything about you. Told them what you were secretly praying. Told them how you secretly struggled. I wish I had somebody. Quit talking about Judas. You on the cross. Quit worrying about Judas. There are people hanging beside you that you got to prove to them who you are. There's people hanging beside you and looking down up at you and they're saying, who is this? And you got to show that I'm a child of God. Thank God for the centurion soldier. He was the same one that oversaw the crucifixion. But guess what? Jesus stood there and he forgave people. He said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. And the centurion looked and said, can't nobody act like this while they dying? Can't nobody be like this while they're dying except they be kin to God? Are you related to him? Do you have a relationship with him? And so he looked up at Jesus and said, surely this is the Son of God. Do I have a witness in here? He said, these things are spoken because it's hard times coming. And I want you to understand that you may not have all the money you need to make it. You may not have all the fans and the friends to make it. But you need to know that you're going to have joy. I wish I had somebody. He said, I've spoken that you might have joy. And that's the reason why we ought to assemble together so that we can get the joy of the Lord. Because when I tell you what he said, it ought to make you feel good. When I tell you what it said, it ought to make you have some assurance. The word joy in the Greek is the word chara. It means that you have some assurance. It means that you have some gladness, some deep-seated gladness that can't be disturbed by stuff on the outside. And I'm here to let you know that there may be some stuff on the outside. There may be some haters. There may be some liars, some deceivers, some backbiters. There may be some times when you feel like throwing in the towel, but there's a deep-seated joy down on the inside of you that tells you that you can't give up. There's something down inside of me telling me to go ahead. I don't know about you, but sometimes when it ain't nobody else around, I feel somebody telling me down on the inside, you know you can make it. It ain't no time to stall. It ain't no time to rest. You need to push your way. I wish I had somebody. And if I got joy, I need to do what Paul said. I need to forget those things which are behind and reach forward to what is before and press toward the mark. Anybody out there, I wish I had a few people that said, I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high call that is in Christ Jesus. He's reminding us. He said, I'm speaking this word to you so that your joy might remain. He said, so that your joy will be stable, that your joy will sustain you, that your joy will stay with you. Don't let the devil steal your joy. He's trying to steal it because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he can't steal my joy because it's too deep down on the inside. See, he might get to this flesh, but he can't get down in my heart. I wish I had a few people here. He said that your joy might remain and that your joy might be full. I don't know about you, but I need the joy of his salvation. When I have the joy of his salvation, then my heart is so full of joy that when people look at me expecting me to crown their shoulders, I say, thank you, Lord, that I still got joy. After all that I've been through, I still have joy. Yeah, I've been lied on, but I still got joy. I've been talked about, but I still got joy. Been where I couldn't rub two nickels together, but I still had joy. I wish I had somebody here. Been betrayed by friends and loved ones, but I still got joy. See, this joy that I have, since the world didn't give it, the world can't take it away. He said, I give you joy so that your joy might be full. I wish I had somebody. He said, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you so that you don't give up so easy, so that you don't throw in the towel. I'm talking to you because I got a purpose for you. I want you to produce fruit, and I want you to do it with joy. I wish
wish I had a few people. See, joy make your enemies hate you because they thought they could get to you, but they thought they had you down. But then God showed them your joy. And you said, they think I'm arrogant. No, what they're looking at is joy. They say, you puffed up. No, they're looking at joy. They're looking at my confidence that I got in my Lord, that he's able to keep me in perfect peace because I know how to keep my mind stayed on him. Do I have anybody that say, I got joy? Well, I got joy. You see, when you're walking somewhere, people look at you and they wonder, who is this person? Because of the joy you're carrying. I'm carrying my joy and I want the world to see. So when you carry your joy and you want the world to see the joy, what is it that you must do? Paul said, rejoice in all things, every good thing, every bad thing. I need to rejoice. Come on and shout glory. I need to show them I got joy. I need to let them know I got joy. I need to let them see I got joy. And they can't touch it. Can't do nothing about it. Because where my joy sits, can't nobody get there but God. Where my joy sits, can't nothing penetrate it but his word. Where my joy sits is God Almighty. I got a relationship with him. And my relationship, it brings me joy. Is there anybody here that realized that Christ, he gives us joy? So preacher, why you have joy? Because he's already did it for me. He finished everything for me. I got joy because this battle is not mine. It belongs to God. I got joy because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him from them all. I got joy that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. So why do you have joy? I got joy because Jesus came through 39 prophets, fought in two generations, took up a cross for me, and he died. But I still got joy because that's not how the story ends. Because early, anybody say early, say early, Sunday morning, he got up with all power, and he gave me that power, so I got joy, power to be a son of God, so I got joy. What else can I say? The reason I have joy is that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? I got joy because when my enemies came to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. I wish I had somebody. I got joy. Anybody got joy? Let me tell you another reason that I got joy, because he told me in Romans 8, he said, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and to the called according to his purpose. Why else do I have joy? Go further down Romans 8 and 38. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, height or depth, I don't care how deep it gets, can't nothing separate me from the love of God. And I got joy down on the inside, joy in my soul. Is there anybody that say I got joy? Is there anybody that say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? I say, won't it give you joy? Won't it give you joy? And I'm about to get out of here. I'm really trying to stop, but joy talking to you now. I heard in his word, David said in Psalm 30, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy,
comes in the morning. I don't know about you, but I'm not waiting till the sun shows up, because I heard in the wee hours of the night, they call that morning 1 a.m. Whether it's 2 a.m., it's still morning. So I'm calling somebody, get up out of your seat and say, my morning is already here. I cried last night. I was down last night. I rocked myself to sleep in my own tears last night. But I woke up. I got joy. Weeping may. It happened last night. But this morning, I came in skipping. I came in dancing. I came in shouting. I came to lift him up. Anybody here want to lift him up? I got joy. Anybody got joy? Joy will keep me when I can't keep myself. It's the joy of the Lord that'll become my strength. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Won't he do it? I say, won't he do it? Won't he keep you in perfect peace? Won't he make a way? Won't he make your enemies? Won't he make them your footstool? Say, won't he do it? Won't he, won't he? Say, won't he do it? Say yes. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I got joy. And if my joy disturbs you, I'm gonna give you this joy. I hope it roll over on you so that you'll get out of your seat and realize that joy will make you strong. Joy will make you victorious. Joy will help you to overcome. I got this joy. I'm gonna let you go, but before I let you go, tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Say, oh, neighbor. Say it like I said it. Say, oh, neighbor. I may not know three things. I may not even know two things, but one thing I know. I know he's all right. Say, yeah. Say, ah, I know he's all right. If you got joy, throw your hands up, rail your head back, and say, ah, I know he's all right. Come on, you can smile. You can laugh at the devil. God gives you joy. I know the enemy's been on your trail, but I dare you to laugh and say, ha, ha, you thought you had me, but God reached and grabbed me. He picked me up out of the horrible pit. Somebody say yes. Somebody shout glory. Somebody say hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. The devil thought he had you, but if it wasn't for God, come here, Job. The devil been by your house, but look at what God said. The devil told God, I went by his house, but I couldn't get in because you had a hedge around him. Now, I want to tell you, after all Job had been through, after all of that event, Job said, the Lord give it and the Lord take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Naked I came in and naked I will go. But later on, Job said, I know my Redeemer lives. Then he also said, when he has tried me, I'll come forth as pure gold. I wish I had somebody. Well, why are you saying all of this, preacher? I'm saying this because it was joy that kept Job in the midst. When his wife said, curse God and die, it was this little joy that he had on on the inside that said, I lost my children, lost all that I had. I'm scraping sores with pottery, but I'm so glad my Redeemer lives. I wish I had somebody. Chapter 42, say, after all of this, Job lived on. I came to serve notice and let somebody know. After all the hell you've been through, God said you live on. After all the disgruntledness, after all of the hate, after all of the suffering, after all of the sickness, God said live. Tell somebody live. Tell them live. Tell them live. Live.